This is Passport to Texas. From World War II transport vessel to luxury liner to floating classroom, the Texas Clipper's career above water spanned six decades. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Television series airs a special half-hour program this month about the Clipper's new life as an artificial reef. Producer Bruce Bierman.
On November 17th in 2007, the Texas Clipper went to its final port of call, 17 miles off the coast of South Padre Island.
Man alive. Took forever to get her to start taking on water, and then when she started taking on water, she rolled and went in. Very impressive. The only thing left is the marker buoy.
And today it has more passengers on it than it's ever had.
The fish just keep coming in, and they breed there, and they got places to hide. And the worms and the shellfish and all that sort of stuff come in and give them a natural food base. This Clipper is going to be fantastic for this area. It really is.
That not only helps the ocean, the ecosystem out there, it also encourages activities and fun for man, scuba diving, sport fishing, and just the knowledge that we're helping increase the ecological life in the ocean.
Thanks, Bruce. Find a list of stations that air the series on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.